Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Steele Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope the podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and everyone else around you. Well, folks, today, we're going to talk about our ideas for the 2026. They pretty much are endless. We have a great amount of resources and a great amount of things and ideas that are flowing through our head. And if you ever feel like you want to join us, be my guest, come join us. If there's anything you ever want to try or do, let us know. We always have lovely ideas. It's about being together and about working together. Not comparing to each other, like who's better than that. Doesn't matter. We're creating the same ability. All these ideas and targets that people have, like all this ladder climbing and stepping over people, it's all gone. There's no need for it anymore. The only thing that you need to climb and worry about is your spiritual life and your self-esteem. If my self-esteem great today, is my spirituality good today, great. If you don't have it, you don't believe in spiritual stuff, then that's where you stand. And that's all right. Is it great? Is it solid? Do you still believe in that? Good, and that's all I need. It's all these little things that people don't understand that are important. It's important to be part of something. It's important about to move forward and to find ways of where am I going? What am I doing? How am I gonna do it? And now I have a complete platform where people of all disabilities, ages, struggles, and things they want to show to the world, they can. There's no wrong answer. If something's doing some kind of presentation and they're nervous, accept that. It was important for them to get up there. Because now they know that they can do it. Now they know what they got to work on to become better at it. If someone's working on saying, I want to be a mechanic and has no idea how to fix stuff, well, you got to surround yourself with people who know how to fix stuff. The same thing with life. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Well, we're all working on it together. We're all staying focused on what's the best idea, the best feeling of where we need to go, how we need to do it. So the ideas that we have today and we have tomorrow will constantly change. And the ideas that we're working on now for the next month are just really simple things. Keeping the first show simple, like a stroll, a walk, or we're going to go do some kind of artwork, or we're going to go donate our time to humanity. And so what I've decided to do is we're just going to donate our time to humanity and donate our efforts to people who need food, depending where we are. We're probably going to do it in Charlotte and do little things. We'll start with little ideas, I'm helping this person get some water. I'm helping this person get some food. I'm helping this person know that, hey, there's something out there. Keep Ash Friendly's name. It'll come out in a little bit. Those little steps, a little bit of caring, where people not every day get the ability to care about themselves, or let alone someone care about them. Wow, someone cares about me. Wow, someone took the time to listen to me or understands what I'm going through, or oh my goodness, this guy wants me to be part of something that no one's ever asked me to be part of. That's the feeling of Ash Friendly. And of being where of constantly looking and finding people who want to make a difference but otherwise can't in society, because they don't like the way they look like. They don't like their skin color. They don't like their religion. They don't like they made mistakes, even though everyone in the world made mistakes. They just didn't get caught making that mistake. That's the difference. But still giving the opportunity to repent and to forgiveness, and so that they can overcome that. Of making the mistake when they're younger or older or whatever time in their life it was. But now they're getting to the point of feeling better and feeling more alive. And feeling like themselves, how they used to feel, full of energy and being excited about things. Oh, I'm actually doing something. And they don't have to prove it to who their family members or their friends or the government. They're just proving it to themselves that they can. I can be a difference. I can make something out of my life. I can move forward. And if the people around me that always threw stones at me don't like that, that's okay. Because I'm trying my best to be a better human being. I'm trying to do what's right. That's the hardest thing in the world to do, is doing what's right. Making money is easier, playing football is easy, winning a lottery is easy, but doing what's right, being yourself, and being a positive light is the hardest thing in the world to do in the world. And then on top of that, you gotta start to do that forgiveness. And that is the worst of the worst for a lot of people. How do you forgive something? You just do it with ideas that work. And you work together. That way we don't have to attack each other or make each other feel lower than life and not feeling good because I need to get this job or I need to get this pay raise. But I tell people all the time, don't expect anything from Ash Friendly. Never. It doesn't work. We don't deal in the money world. Things just happen. Stuff just happens. Like, hey, I've been putting all my time for 2 years. You may not getting anything in return, and all of a sudden, you have all these job opportunities, or you have all this stuff coming your way. You may have all this money coming your way. You just never really know what's going to happen unless you're in motion. And if I told people, like, hey, I put $140,000 into this business, and I haven't worked in 3 years, people would be like, how the hell? I don't know. Money just keeps pouring in. Things, ideas, opportunity, people, working on myself, because self-worth is net worth. I say it 1,000 times. You know, if your self-worth is not great or high, then you are not going, people are going to see that and they're going to like, I'll give you nothing for it. Because you don't value yourself. I value my time. I value the people around me. I value what I'm doing, where I'm going, how I interact with the world, what I like to do, what not to do. It's all based upon me. Is it going to hurt me? Is it going to hurt my feelings? Is it going to hurt who I am? And if it does, I don't want it. If it's going to hurt me, like by saying, like, oh, I failed, I don't believe in failure. Failure is only opportunity to learn, to understand what did I do wrong. So failure in me, I don't base in the whole, like, passing grade. I don't care. It's either, like, you failed, but you still passed, and now you gotta learn where you made your mistakes. Now you gotta learn how to get up. And people along my way, like my cousin Face, always told me, get your little booty back up there, man. Always remember that, because I wanted to quit on myself and quit on Ash Friendly. Get your booty back up there. We need you. The world needs you. So if you're hearing my voice, we need you. Ash Friendly needs you. But most importantly, you need yourself. And you need to figure out like how to be the best version of yourself so you can be open to opportunity and open for things that you never dreamed of. Imagine if I told you, like, hey, if you give yourself like 2 years of Ash Friendly, you'll get something that you never even knew you needed. Well, what is it? I can't tell you that. You got to figure it out on yourself. Because a lot of people want to be told what to do, but we don't tell people what to do. We suggest. It's not telling you something to do. You got to make the decisions. It's your life. I can't be like, hey, this is what we need. You got to go do it. That's a job. This is your life. This is your career. This is who you are. It's not a job. You don't punch out at the end of the day like, oh, well, I'm done with that. Like, no, you're still in it. From the second that you wake up, what do you spend your time on? Who do you spend your time with? What are you doing? How are you making your life better? It's all important. It's always constantly there. Can you sleep at night? Can you like hit that bed, go to bed and just boom, you're out like a light? Because you've worked on yourself, you're grounded, you know who you are, you're very this way or that way. For me, I'm very spiritual, always have been. I love learning about religion and different views and stuff like that. It's made me a very well-rounded, cultural, rich life that I live and a life that I love. And I wake up thanking God every day for the life that I live. But what do you want? And if you don't know or you know, great. We win no matter what because you know what you want. So let's figure out how we can get you further. Let's figure out what you're missing because you're stuck. And then people, there's no argument. If you're here with me, if you're here with us, we're together. Oh, but no one's, and sometimes in their life, we have to learn and we have to like teach ourselves how to interact with people that will accept my help. Accept the job, accept this, and like be okay with it. Like, how do I go to somebody and be like, hey, well, we need you. And if you don't have that ability, like, I'm there. What do you need? if you don't feel comfortable in being like, well, you just need someone to be a bouncer for tonight. We just need someone to sit with this person and make sure they don't hurt anyone or hurt themselves. I just need you to answer the phones for people that are just trying to get a point A to point B. I can do that. And then that feeling and that love will enter you, the sympathy and compassion will heal you. And then you'll feel yourself and then you'll find out where you need to go. Whether it's with Ash Friendly or not, it's all based upon you. Well, folks, I'm leaving you as I always leave. You can love yourself, love the world a little more every day. We'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.